Exodus, chapter 32. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron, and said to him, Rise up, make for us gods which shall go before us, because as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And Aaron said to them, Break off the golden earrings, which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them to me. And all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, These are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord Jehovah. And they rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Go, get yourself down, because your people, which you brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made for themselves a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed to it, and said, These are your gods, O Israel, which have brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, I have seen this people, and indeed, it is a stubborn people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath, anger, judgment may grow hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation. And Moses begged the Lord Jehovah his God, and said, Lord Jehovah, why does your wrath, anger, judgment, grow hot against your people, which you have brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power, and with a mighty hand? Therefore the Egyptians should speak, and say, For mischief he brought them out, to kill them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from your fierce wrath, anger, judgment, and repent of this evil against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self, and said to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord Jehovah repented of the evil which he thought to do to his people. And Moses turned, and went down from the mount, and the two tablets of the testimony were in his hand. The tablets were written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other they were written. And the tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, engraved upon the tablets. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, There is a noise of war in the camp. And he, Moses, said, It is not the voice of those who shout for victory. Neither is it the voice of those who cry for being overcome, but the noise of those who sing that I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came near to the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moses's anger grew hot, and he cast the tablets out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burnt it in the fire and ground it to powder and scattered it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said to Aaron, What did this people do to you, that you have brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, Do not let your anger grow hot. You know the people, that they are set on mischief. Because they said to me, Make us gods, which shall go before us. Because as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And I said to them, Whoever has any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, because Aaron had made them naked to their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is on the Lord's Jehovah's side? Let him come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him. And he said to them, This is what the Lord Jehovah God of Israel says. Put every man his sword by his side and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp. And kill every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses. And there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. Because Moses had said, Consecrate yourselves, set yourselves apart as holy today to the Lord Jehovah, even every man upon his son, and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. And it came to pass in the morning that Moses said to the people, You have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up to the Lord Jehovah. Perhaps I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned to the Lord Jehovah, and said, Oh, this people have sinned a great sin. and have made for themselves gods of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray, out of your book which you have written. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Whoever has sinned against me, him I will blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people to the place of which I have spoken to you. Look, my angel shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord Jehovah plagued the people, because they made the calf which Aaron made.